Springtime is here and baseball season is officially underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, or first inning runs, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. I'm a Dodgers guy, and this week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the baseball board and selecting Yamamoto for 7 strikeouts. Download the app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
I don't do a line at the beginning of Patreon, typically.
No, you do not.
I don't typically do that, but I feel like there's
don't
probably
do a, line,
a few in
we
this.
Don't do a transitions. We're,
there's
we,
like a few in this, yeah. Probably, you know, like...
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But like what? There's some, right? This has like lines in it.
Yeah,
right?
There's...
The swoop goes to the right. The swoop goes to the right. Which way does the swoop go? That's one of them.
That's definitely one of them.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That is
what's
a it, line.
What? Is there a better line? Does sounds like Bray has a better line.
Okay.
Is there a better line in the film?
There was
Oh, why are we doing this?
Who's that woman in the yard?
Oh, all right. That was good.
All right, yeah, that's a good one.
Or maybe it started with like it started wait, but I think the first line was like, "Mom, there's a woman in the yard."
Mom, there's a Yeah, that's what the daughter says. And then the son says, "Who's that woman in the yard?"
Who's that woman in the yard? Yeah, okay, yeah, great, good.
Yeah, the daughter's like, "Mom, there's a woman in the yard." She says it so matter-of-factly.
This woman is in a shroud. She's in a death shroud.
Right.
Sitting in a carved wooden chair.
Yeah.
That everyone can see.
There are no houses for miles.
Nope.
Hey, there's just some. Who's that woman? Woman in the yard.
Oh. Tessa. Anyway, sorry, there was a
woman in the yard?
Yeah, there's a woman in the yard.
That is too funny. That is a woman in the yard.
And the woman is my wife.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
The woman in the yard is my wife. She is in the yard. She must be talking to somebody.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Bray got a yard. That's what I heard.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
That's all I heard.
That's right. We moved to LA. We got a yard, baby. How about that?
We have a courtyard? Does that count?
I have the street.
Oh, well, it's shared. It's a shared courtyard.
It's shared. Of course it is.
Yeah.
I have the street.
So, like, I'm just trying to think of things to say before, like, what that like that's a good teaser for so people pay for this episode. And I think I'll say this. If you want to see this movie, or if you saw this movie and you're like, I got to listen to them talk about it, then obviously you should pay and listen to this. If you want a little look, the horror movies are in. We've been talking about this, but like, people are like, they know. If you want something original, something where you can take some risks, something where you can have introduce new talent, you know, have people who we've never really seen before, you know, or if you're like somebody who is a star, but you're like, I want to do something different where I get to stretch my muscles and I don't have to be supporting. I don't have to be like the third lead to, you know, Anya Taylor-Joy and Timothée Chalamet, you know, then... That's where horror, I think that, you know, horror is there. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I was excited. I was excited that it's like, because we got black people in a horror film that felt like it was marketed towards everybody.
I was excited to see this one. I saw this trailer and I don't be excited to see films like that. Horror films like that.
I actively was not excited.
You saw it.
I was like, no. I was like,
trailer instantly threw you off.
And it was because of the trailer. Like, it was because of the trailer, or because
of the trailer. Because at least with a horror movie, sometimes a trailer will show you like. Sometimes I feel like a trailer will show you, of course, too much. But to me, like this trailer showed me nothing, and it didn't feel
it didn't
like
show
it was,
you.
it didn't feel like it was because they were trying to keep the stuff hidden. Mm. It felt like there's not enough. It just, because the premise wasn't enough. Like, sometimes when you watch these movies, someone will say, oh my goodness, the house is killing us and we go back in time. Or like, oh my God, that person came from the woods at night from the curse. This movie had nothing. It was nothing.
No, which okay, I will say yes, but I thought it was, but you know what? I should have realized this because I felt the same way about Trap last year. And I saw the trailer for Trap and I was like, this feels like nothing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this feels like nothing. Then I was like, there must be so much more to it.
And then you saw it and you were like, you know what? There, look at all this. Look at all, look
and
at
then
everything.
And I saw it and I was like, oh.
look at everything this film had to offer me. Mm-hmm. So good. I really enjoyed Trap. Trap, that's transcendent. That's how you felt after you saw Trap. Bray?
That's not how I felt personally.
Okay. Oh, that's not how you felt.
No.
Okay. Man.
I mean, I will say this. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about stat. Okay, because here's the thing. The woman, did you guys not feel like this movie was marketed like pretty? I thought they like put some money into this marketing.
I saw billboards.
I saw mad trailers. You saw billboards too.
I saw billboards in Hollywood. I mean that. I felt like I saw a lot of trailers, and maybe that's just because we're seeing horror movies and horror movies are showing all the horror movie trailers. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, film opened at $9.4 million, and I will say this, that is more than the tracking. Like a movie was tracking to have a $6 million opening, and it had a $9.4 million opening. It was number four. Working Man opened at number one. Snow White was number two in its second. Snow White isn't doing that great. Surprise. Ouch. But you know what this movie beat out? Death of a Unicorn. Death of a Unicorn, 5.7 million. Yeah. I feel like that's a big deal.
Death of a Unicorn, that looks good.
Yeah. I think right? it's a big deal, but also I think things are changing a little bit with A24 now. I think...
What do you mean?
I feel like for the last 2 years, people have been talking about A24 is getting a little commercial and almost like a little different. So when... I saw the trailer for the Unicorn movie. I was like, A24. Like, guys.
Sure.
guys. Also,
yeah.
You showed me some of the unicorn in the trailer.
Well, yeah, they got it a little bit, right?
You
got
to see the unicorn.
I mean, I don't know. I'm like, if you're going to build suspense or something, like...
But since it's A24, it's like, oh, like, is that all of the unicorn we're even going to see? And they showed it in the trailer? A24B. They'd be like, we ain't gonna show. We never. This whole the thing is about this, but you ain't gonna ever see it. Hmm. You might see it. You might see a hoof.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
this movie cost $12 million, so $9.5 million opening weekend. Not too shabby. We'll see how it holds up, but seems like it can grow some money. Daniel Deadweiler, obviously, is the star. We have very few other people. There's not that many people in this movie. In fact, there's only a cast of five people. Two of them are kids. The kids' names are Peyton is the son, Estella is the daughter. The film has a 42% on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score, however, is 45%.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you had me in the first half. Not gonna lie. I was like, maybe it's.
I was almost with
maybe
you.
The audience will surprise me.
What else is there to say about the woman in the yard before we get into the nitty gritty?
I don't even know, man.
Under 90 minutes.
Russell Hornsby is in this. I didn't know he was in it.
Who's that?
That was surprising.
Little cameo. Man.
He opens the film. It's the first line.
He is the father.
Yeah,
the dad.
The father.
So anyway, for those of you who haven't seen it and you want to see, you don't want spoilers, you can stop listening now. I will, because we are going to spoil the movie. I will say...
You'll be fine. You will be.
It's almost, it's weird. It's a weird thing because it's like, spoiling the movie for this movie would make it,
you think it might make it more enjoyable to watch?
I don't even know. I actually think I think it might make it worse.
Yeah.
Because at least, at the very least, I felt like when I was watching this, I was like, well, I'm going to figure out what's going on.
If there's questions around what's going on, that's an added element of what makes this movie enjoyable to a degree. But without that, then
It's about a mysterious woman repeatedly appearing in a family's front yard. And they're questioning her identity and what danger she might pose.
Jonathan Raylock, James III, Drum Milligan.
Black actors, man. Black actors. All right.